Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry we're late. This program is dedicated to Rosie and her husband, Lou, both of whom perished in a nursing home. Filling in for Suzanne at the moment, this is Frank. I want to welcome everybody to the special program on Wednesday nights, Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them. And that statement is so true. We've seen it time and time again. I want people to understand that we're not doing this show because of vengeance or bitterness or anger, even though, of course, there is a certain amount of those emotions normally, you know. But the purpose of this show is to stop the government and the agencies from playing God and allow the person to be in their own home for whatever life is given them. Now, we're not out to hurt the people who work in these nursing homes, and there's a lot of good people. You know, they're trying their best. They're overwhelmed and overworked and all that. But what we're offering, what we're saying is there's a better way to do it, even for the people who serve, who work in these nursing homes, you know. The same people can work privately, make the minimum wage, and then because of our idea, they can have an extra bonus if they donate X amount of hours so that the state won't have an excuse to put the person into a nursing home. And we will reward them financially. And that's why we want to raise a fund to do that. And we'd like to see all the agencies contribute to that fund. That would enable people to stay out of the nursing home, and it would give the person who is helping them to stay out a gift, an award, a reward for that. And we believe that something like that could work very well, you know, because it's not payers' money, it would come from private donations. The government doesn't have to worry about budgeting that money, you know, and the person would still be protected by the law, because the hours would still be coming from the Medicaid and the Medicare. Of course, we may have to set up a law whereby a person's disability wouldn't be interfered with because they're getting something extra. But that's for the lawyers and all that. So we'd have to explore that and straighten that out. But we're not here to hurt the workers. We're not here to hurt the owners. We even have an idea for them. You know, turn those nursing homes into accessible housing. You can make money that way. And it's a lot better than dealing with Medicaid. You're dealing with Section 8. It's a much better system. I can testify to that because I get help from them. They're reliable, and they're good, as much as I don't like the fact that they raise people's rent, but, you know, they are reliable, and they pay on time. So let that be known, that we are producing this program to improve this country, to save people's lives, to let them be in their own home, their own surroundings that many of them have worked for all their lives and love and want to keep. You know, and I'll tell you something. When this thing gets off the ground, most of the loved ones of the people who need the services are going to love it, you know, because it's going to be where they won't have to feel guilty for having put their loved one in a nursing home or see them suffer or see them be neglected. You know, it's less likely that they'll be neglected in their own home, especially since they can have the choice of hiring who they want. So let people understand that that is the motive behind the Inner Sight, and that you know, we intend to raise the funds. I spoke with a friend of mine today, who Ira Tucker, who used to work with Stevie Wonder, made Stevie famous, in fact. And he's trying to track down a celebrity who would be willing to do a public service announcement for us so we could get the word out there how important it is to get rid of these nursing homes, not only for the people, the taxpayers, $172 billion, and that's a couple of years ago, and now it's probably higher. And that's just on the care. And on top of that, they take the person's disability money. They give them a lousy $50 a month, money that person worked for and earned. And on top of that, every disabled person should be treated well by the government and the agencies, because if it wasn't for us, the agencies wouldn't have any money. And they owe us anyway. They owe us the same thing that everybody else has. So why not repay us in this way? You know, put this idea into practice along with the Volunteers for Freedom. That's what we have named our up-and-coming program. We estimate that we need $25 million to start it, because we want to hire a fundraiser. We want to take out ads in the papers and let people know. We can get a lot of free advertising on the websites of the independent living, I'm sure. You know, where they have programs that can try to get people out of nursing homes, but all they can do is set them up with these programs. They really can't get the people out. Those decisions are made by the officials, the state, and all that. So that's a big part of the plan, and we're going to be writing this up in a 4-point proposal, so people can see it, read it, study it. And Inner Sight is determined not only to help people get out of nursing, not only to help people get out of nursing homes. I mean, that's easy. You know, that's not so hard to get somebody out. But rid of the nursing home. That way you know a person not going in or going back in. That's what's needed. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. My good friends down in Tom's River, New Jersey, Joanne Diamond, want to thank them for all their help, especially with my guide dog, the food, the joint rescue. Really appreciate it. 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue. Hey, Kennedy Realty, one of our friends, contributing and helping InnerSight, bringing you this program.
Yes.
Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Kennedy. All right. InnerSight around the world. Hello?
Super. Okay. I appreciate because I didn't feel well all of a sudden, and I said, you know,
I can't understand you. Your phone is all garbly.
Yeah.
It's better.
Nothing now. It's better? Okay. I'm not going to move my head.
Welcome to your show.
Yeah, I didn't feel so well just a second ago. So I'm a little better now. So let's go with the flow. Okay. Thank you for starting
all
the
right,
show.
So I already
did all the
said it was dedicated to Rosie and Lou, and I started talking about the how we want to help not only the people in the nursing home, but the people who work there, the workers.
Yeah, of course.
We've reached out for that. Go ahead.
Yes, and I feel that if we start to, you know, develop a good relationship with the people who do work there, they can, you know, if they have taken care of somebody and it's been, like, outstanding, and, like, say they've taken care of somebody for a number of years, you're going to want to keep that consistency. Because if you don't have that consistency, and then you have something else, you're not going to really, you know, get person to, you know, want to, you know, go into a certain situation. For example, like my aunt, she keeps saying, I want to stay in Florida. Well, but maybe after the holidays, I'll think about coming to New York. She's been saying that, you know. She knows that Richie is paying for it out of his pocket, and that, but she doesn't realize the scope of it. That's the problem because of the dementia. So, I mean, I got to keep, you know, going with that, you know?
Yeah, well, she's a person who can't take the cold.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
So
she's afraid
that
if you go in, you're going to basically not come out. And she's probably right. You know, 100% right on that, you know?
Go in, what? Explain that again, what?
If you go into a nursing home, you'll be stuck in the nursing home and you can't get out. I feel that she's right to a certain extent. Yeah, you will be left
not
in
easy
the nursing
to get out.
Home.
It can be done.
It can. We got two people, right? Yeah, two people already.
It's not easy, but
no, it
isn't. The point is, keep a person out.
That's correct.
That's
get rid of them.
The hard part.
That
what
is
isn't being addressed.
Right. That's correct.
And one of the best ways to do that, in my mind, is to get rid of these places.
Oh,
then
I agree.
Then you can't put somebody in there.
That's correct.
Not there.
That's right. There's nothing there. Then you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, are they going to be really in a nursing home or stuff like that. You'll know that it's not going to be an issue. It'll be a non-issue because that, you know, things are, you know, particularly easy to put somebody in a nursing home when it's there, like you've said. And it's so true. You'll be sitting there and all of a sudden, sorry?
What we need is for this idea to catch on like a wildfire.
That's true.
And everybody to say, all the independent living centers, let's start with them, to say, all right, this is a great show. This is a great idea. It's never been done before. It's out there, you know. We're going to send whatever money we can. you know, to try to get this fund off the ground, this Volunteers for Freedom. That's our key. If we could start that, we would have a very good chance to get rid of these nursing homes, because we would have money to publicize.
Correct.
Know, even to buy radio time.
That's
on Long Island.
That's right.
You know, and there's a lot of Long Island stations that go out to other parts of the country. All radio stations now go all over anyway. But that's what we need. We need this idea
to catch on.
Set ablaze.
Right.
Every disabled person hates a nursing home. I'm going to say every disabled person.
Yeah, that's very true.
A few who may be mentally disabled, maybe not so inclined, but even those people wouldn't want to be in a nursing home.
I would agree with that. Unless you're sadistic and you want your life to be changed, then maybe you might say, okay, you know.
So we have, I'm going to use Joe Delgado's word, who's the executive director of the silo out here, the independent living, who has just pledged $700 to this cause. He says, we're with you. He says, he said, every disabled person is with you on this. All right? I mean, go around to your local store, you know, collect $5.
That's
every
right.
disabled person in this country. You don't want to go to a nursing home? Collect
$5
from a friend.
Right.
You know? Or take it out of your pocket. $5. All right? I'm not saying do it. I do it a lot more. I put in a couple of hundred to Inner Sight every week, usually.
I know you do.
So I'm not telling people to do something. I'm telling you, you want this idea to go, you want to stay out of a nursing home, you want to have a fund to help you so you don't have to fight with the state because you need 3 or 4 hours more. This is not just our idea because we got big egos. This is to help people, to liberate people, man.
Freedom. Without this, everybody, either if you're rich or you're poor, more if you're poor, you still have the biggest risk of going into a nursing home. It's so easy. In fact, they recommend it, you know, at a certain age. And I'm sitting there, how could you recommend something like that? That's crazy. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's what's going on, because that's how they function. So every disabled person, you use your independent living center to do it. Tell them you want to send $5 to Inner Sight to start Volunteers for Freedom to get this idea off the ground, so that we can reward the certified home health aides for donating the extra hours, and you won't have to go into a damn nursing home. The state is responsible for a certain amount of hours. You know, and believe me, if we get this fund started, the state's not going to try to pull anything on us. They'd be pretty damn stupid, and they'd look like a bunch of jackasses.
Yes, they would.
Especially since they didn't have to pay for the extra time.
That's true. Very true.
So that's what I urge. You know, we've got to get this thing off the ground. We got to make it work. We got to put it into motion.
Definitely. You
know? Once we get the money, we can start doing it.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll start local.
That's right.
Right here on Long Island.
Yeah.
You know? Then we can go to the owners, see, and say, look, we don't want people in nursing homes. There's over 40 million disabled people in this country. They don't want people in nursing homes.
No.
You know, we've been told that the government doesn't like nursing homes. We have a better idea for you, and we give it to them.
That's right.
You know, they don't cooperate. We can use some of the damn money to blast them. And believe
right.
me, I would.
I know you would.
I don't
I
give
would
a
too.
Damn, man.
I don't either.
You know, I'll take an ad out in Newsday and blast all of them.
Yeah.
And I'll praise the
That'd
ones who do want to convert the places into housing. If this thing catches on, and I'll tell you another thing, if we can raise the $25 million that I want to raise to get this thing going, we
right.
can do a telethon.
Yes, we can.
And once you
Again.
Do a telethon,
that's it.
You know,
yeah.
and you have celebrities. You got a lot of celebrities out east on this island, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
You do a telethon in the middle of July on Long Island. Believe me, you'll have to turn away celebrities. I know. I've been involved in a show. Years
yeah,
ago with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. We had to turn people away.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
How much they believe in the cause. That's what we need.
Yes, that's true.
Same thing. And by the way, I want to wish, I heard a report today from Stevie's ex-publicist that he's having some kidney problems.
Oh.
I want to wish Stevie a very healthy, speedy recovery and prayers. Anybody who believes in the Lord, you know,
yes.
say a prayer for Steve. And Stevie, if by some chance you're listening, look into holistic healing.
Yes, it's very good.
I mean, they gave him a transplant. You know,
oh, jeez.
And now he's having trouble.
Is he rejecting
I don't know
the
nature of it, but I do know that there's a lot of holistic things that can help. So I urge you to
take a look.
Look into that.
Well, one thing I'm impressed with is Ira Tucker, I got to say. He is fabulous. He's always trying to, you know, find a way for InterSight to be successful, and that is awesome. You need that type of, you know, work, you know, from people. You need a commitment, but, you know, because this will be, you know, it will be taken care of. We will have what we need to get rid of these nursing homes. And also, it's not a fantasy. It's going to happen because, you know, that you believe so greatly in the cause, so it's going to happen. You know, I feel that way very strongly. You know, and I always
the same
God,
way that this
yeah.
show grew from a few yeah. thousand to over 100,000.
All right.
That's how it's going to happen. You know, because people are ready for it. Look at what happened with this so-called pandemic, you know.
That's right.
How people died in these nursing homes because, you know why they died? Because they weren't in their own homes.
That's correct.
That's why.
And
a lot of
also,
those people would have lived if they were in their own homes.
My mom.
But they wouldn't have been
I
exposed
really believe
like
it.
That.
That's right.
So, you know, help us get this thing started, because who knows when another pandemic is going to come along.
Right, exactly.
You never know. Anyway,
yeah.
let's have a, well, it's your show, you say it, but I think we should have a word from April
yeah.
News and then.
Yeah, okay. Hold on one second.
Any
yeah.
phone calls.
Let me, yeah, hang on.
Ow. All right, InterSight.
InterSight, ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Abel also has a personals page that I did say earlier. Anyway, Abel also has free subscription online, so log in and register, and you'll be able to do that free subscription online to ablenews.com. And back to you.
Yeah, I want to remind everyone, tonight at 11, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, a special program on Joe Arion, who was the assistant director of Insight for many years. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 1997, tonight at 11 o'clock, at the internet or the Manhattan cable. That's 1997 at 11 tonight.
Yeah.
So, check that show out. The
you
phone
know
number
what
here
I do,
is
Frank? Oh, okay,
what?
Go ahead. You know what
no,
I
the...
do, Frank? Go ahead. I was going to put it.
The phone number here is 213-816-1650. Now, what were you saying?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, a lot of times when I make a decision about something so important, like about the nursing homes or about my mom or anything, and I knew Joe would have been there to help me out in certain things, I say, what would Joe do or think or what, you know, start, you know, doing something? What would it be? And I then from there, I remember the times that he helped me. And then it may sound goofy, but it helps me focus. It helps me get into, you know, what needs to be done and the nitty-gritty. So to me, that's a beautiful thing when I could just, you know, go in and take care of the situation thinking of my old buddy, you know.
Yeah, these owners of the nursing homes and the people who work there and the administrators and the doctors and all these people, they have to understand that we're fighting for people's lives.
That's
right.
Right.
A lot more and better than they are.
Yeah.
Right? Because we want them in their own home where they belong, you know, with a choice of maybe they want a different doctor, a different kind of treatment, you know,
that's
better
right.
food. You know?
Oh, God, yes.
So understand that we're not going to go away. This is a fight for people's lives. And we believe that God is on our side. So
I believe so, too. You know, when God is on somebody's side, you know you're doing something right. You can feel that this feels right, and you're doing the right thing. And let me tell you, it's guided me, you know, to help people and to, you know, move forward. I never would have been able to do this on my own without you, Frank, to tell you the truth.
You know what's
going to
happen? There's a lot of people involved in this nursing home industry who agree with us.
Yeah.
See?
Definitely.
And they didn't know what to do, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know how to handle it. When this hits them, they're going to be there.
Oh, yes, they are.
I'll tell you right now. I know it.
Yeah.
I know it because there's a lot of good people involved. You know?
We have to change the petition for the nursing homes just a little bit. I was speaking with Chris's cousin through marriage, and she said to me, it's not the ADA that has to be modified. She gave me another name. I gave her the petition. Then she looked at it, and she goes, oh, no, it's not the ADA that has to be amended. She gave me the Olmstead law. So I'm going to look into it. I'm going to find out more information. Well, they should, but this would specifically, Well, she said specifically the Olmstead, because that's what is being, I guess, presented in front of Congress.
Well, that's what we got to get, whatever Congress has to do, whatever law they have to amend.
Right.
That's it, man. Anyway, we have any phone calls?
Hold on, let me look again. I want to refresh. Hold on.
Yeah, inner sight.
My darn phone, every single time I put it down, right, it goes into lock. So now it's in lock again. And I have to use my ugly face to unlock it. So stupid. I'm sorry. Your face
All right,
is like
so
a fingerprint. Hang
you can,
on.
Pull
it up? Yeah. I'm trying.
Phone call.
Yes, we have Anthony.
All
I'm
right.
I'm going to let him in. Okay.
Anthony
here we
from
go.
Brooklyn, Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Live. Hello.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi. Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey.
What's on my mind beside these, you know, with what's going on with these nursing homes, and beside that is that Angela Melody also thinks she's special. No, I'm just kidding. But beside that, you know, I got to thinking to myself while Frank was talking about how these insurance companies are responsible for a certain number of hours. Yeah, they're supposed to be, they claim they will be, they are, they this, they that. But if you look at the way this program was originally designed with this managed care, now I admit that I don't know the ins and outs of it. I don't know, you know, how they budget everything and things like that. But I did mention to you guys how they, you know, pull money from different programs. Like, you know, if you see a therapist, they try to get you to join these telephone programs for the mentally ill over the phone, where they call and check on you and offer, you know, social services. If you need any referrals, they can call, you know, they can give you the name and number to a certain type of, you know, therapist or psychologist or, you know, whatever type of doctor it is that you want or need to see. And, you know, it's quite obvious that as time goes on and they, you know, I guess, get more and more tired of paying for home care, they tell people that, you know, it's getting worse and that people are, you know, only entitled to 3 hours a day in many cases, and they tell you that if you have a family member, then, you know, the family member is responsible for you as long as it's your mother or father. They, you know, wouldn't provide any hours for you on the weekend, and they only want to give you 4 hours. So my question that, you know, I know that no one can answer here, obviously, and we'll never be able to answer, which is the impossible that we all know, is how can anybody, you know, at least in most cases, if you're going to have home care, only survive for 4 hours. Yeah, there are people that only need minimal care, but they also know that there's people that need help cooking and cleaning and doing laundry and making the bed, and you can say, you know, make the best out of the hours that you have, and the age should be working, and you try to get, you know, as much done as possible. But, you know, they say that you don't need that much care, but there you can get into a nursing home easier, it seems, you know, and they're willing to give you that 1, 2, 3. And it seems as though to me, as everyone always said, that, you know, when they start this managed care, they're going to make it to where, you know, they put as many people as they could in a nursing home and build one big nursing home, which we all knew that that was a myth because, you know, not everyone can fit in one nursing home. But, yeah, I'm getting to think and believe that this was all kind of a conspiracy, you know, to make the nursing home business bigger and to, you know, eliminate and make smaller and compact the home care services program, and that's really all it's about. Because when they come to talk to you about your home care services and recertify you for it, they tell you that your scores aren't high enough, which is basically a bunch of bull, where, you know, they want you to call the nurse and say, oh, well, I have this and that wrong with me, and this is that wrong with me, and this is that wrong with me. And then she'll say, well, I'll raise your score based on this and raise your score based on that. And then it's supposed to add up to a certain number of points. But yet they don't want to give you any more hours than what you have. And then they want you to give them a letter so that they can cut your hours. And if you look at places like Missouri, you know, you have to have a certain number of points, meaning, you know, you practically have to have multiple disabilities. Not practically. You
That's
pretty
what
much
I
do because they won't give it to you without it. You know what I mean? And some people feel discouraged to have it because the little bit of hours that they pay for you to have wouldn't do you anything. You couldn't survive with it, or your family member couldn't go to work and have somebody to take care of you all day long and be comfortable that, you know, all your needs are met till, you know, till they got home and that you'd be settled and they'd come home and relax. So that's why people don't want to be bothered with it. And then when you have the CDPAP program, you know, they don't give all the benefits they give to a regular home health aide. They only pay the, you know, money cash-wise, not insurance, not anything else. And, you know, not everybody's going to want to do that because of that. And, you know, you have to have your own people do it, and the agency won't be responsible for you in any way, not even to help you out and back you up in an emergency. So no matter how you want to see it, you know, they put you in a bind. And like I say, the government causes this, and they really don't want to see you be independent. They, you know, if you look at it, even if they're not out to or they want to deny it, they're going to ruin your life, you know, little by little, piece by piece, by, you know, making
it
impossible for you to survive.
Out gradually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to phase
but
them out.
They can, that's the problem. They control everything because they're the government. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's the other problem, Frank, too, which is, you know, I think nobody's really talking about enough. And I know, you know, you can only correct it to a limited extent because you have to find people that are willing to do it. There's not enough males in home care, and a lot of people are not, you know, the females are not physically capable of taking care of. Again, it's an issue of, you know, men wanting privacy when they need help getting dressed, their religion, things like that. And, you know, they just prefer what they prefer, and they need what they need to be able to get out and someone to be able to handle them overall. I mean, use universal precautions and body mechanics and Hoyer lifts to handle things the best you can. And, you know, we know that perhaps no one is perfect, and it's not a perfect science to take care of someone. They train you and they do the best you can, but it's like these people are not given the option. And, you know, if you don't like it, you know, just go into a nursing home. And I think that people don't want to go into a nursing home, and nobody's happy with it. But I get to thinking that a lot of people, you know, get discouraged and disgusted with the system, and there are people that just want to give up and, you know, would rather go into a nursing home because they don't know a better way, and they're looking for a way out of, you know, dealing with the bad situation.
Not only that,
and
though,
unfortunately, as a disabled person,
too,
we don't have many alternatives. I'm sorry, Suzanne, go ahead.
Yeah, it's actually their family, too, because a lot of the times the family doesn't want to be bothered taking care of the individual, or even a step worse, they've been told by Adult Protective Services to just, you know, that if you contest what they're saying, they'll put you in jail. You know,
right.
That means so wrong in many levels. I mean, seriously.
Right.
And
that's
if somebody cares, you're going to throw them in jail, you know.
And that's the problem, too, Suzanne, because remember that, you know, when APS comes in, they're a governmental adult protective services agency, so people are intimidated, and they, you know, they bow down when they bow down when it comes to that, and so they're going to back off.
They didn't intimidate me. I threw them out.
Yeah.
I threw them out too.
you don't even have to open the door for them because they can't get a hoarder to come in. But I've never, you know, experienced someone throwing them out. I guess you just said, okay, you know, get out and that's it. But Suzanne, this is another issue.
No, you just
don't
let them in to begin with.
Right.
That's the easiest part.
And I think after a while they'll just, you know, not come anymore, and they'll eventually close the case when you don't open the door. I'm not
right.
saying that, you know, you should do that in cases where people don't care and they are needed, but, you know, that's a fact of reality, too, that people don't want to
right.
face, that there are people that don't want homemakers in their homes who, you know, don't want to deal with the problems of the disabled person. And, you know, they say they want privacy, they want to be alone, they have to work. They say that. So, you know, you can't change the world. But it's true that, you know, a disabled person's desires and feelings and wants in life get pushed aside because the person says, well, this is my house, and, you know, this is my castle, and I rule things, and I say the way things are going to go because they're disabled, and I'm not, and they need me, so I decide what's going to be, and they don't, and that's the way it is.
Yeah. I've been...
We would get an attorney who would work with us.
Yeah.
Right.
We'd have to have an attorney on board.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
Not only an
yeah.
attorney, also you would have to, the families. This is the most important thing. If you don't want your family member to be in a nursing home and Adult Protective Services is there, first of all, you don't have to let people in. It's not mandatory. They have to have a search warrant to come into your house. That's number one. Number two, and probably the only thing that you really, really need to know, is you really don't have to let them in, you know, because of that situation.
Yeah, but people
I,
will let them
yeah.
in because they don't want to be bothered. But, yeah.
Right.
And,
there was a
know,
fair hearing going on in my house. I had, let's see, people of the community who, not my mother's community, but who came from, like, certain organizations that help the elderly. So they were there. Then I spoke with
Malcolm Maria didn't Thompson. Help her.
They couldn't. The policy was that they only made her added two extra hours. Whoop. To her, you know,
why didn't they help raise the money to help her?
They didn't do that.
You said they
no.
were there to help. They didn't help.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
They didn't keep her out of the damn devil place.
Mm-hmm. You got that right.
In my mind, they didn't help her.
No.
If they're from
I agree.
The community,
we had a lot of people
that
there.
Means they have, that means that they have fundraising abilities. Why didn't
yeah,
they help
no.
her?
That
yeah.
is a question you'd have to ask them because I would have helped,
yeah.
but I mean I'm her daughter, but in it without being her daughter, my mom was a sweet person, so you know she really didn't do that much harm to people and suffered greatly, and so did my dad. They both suffered greatly.
Point is they can't
you know?
Help her. There's only one right. one program, and that's Inner Sight. We're the only ones. Advocating to get rid of these places.
That's right.
That's
remember
why
you
they
told
can't
me.
Help her. Because they can't advocate for that.
Yeah, it's true. Remember you told me when my father passed away, if I'm going to stand up and speak, I'm going to speak the truth. Do you know it took me the longest time, not the longest time, but as every, all throughout 2020, and everybody was, you know, saying, oh, you know, the nursing homes, it's not going to happen, and we're not going to be able to get your family member out, da-da-da-da, the whole nine, the litany of excuses on why they couldn't help. But when I, you know, looked to Frank, and he was there, and he was like my rock, in a sense, he was the one who stepped up and helped. He was the one who made sure things you know, are going to get better. Even my church helped, okay, when they saw that you helped, you know, Frank. So it's really an amazing thing, you know, that you have friendship like that. And sometimes it's just so, it's a great thing to have friendship
like that. Well, the
like
only
that,
reason
you...
I couldn't keep Rosie out of the nursing home, Inner Sight
yeah.
couldn't, is because we didn't have the money.
That's right.
But there were agencies that had the money and couldn't
a lot
use
of money.
It for that.
That's right. That's
it's all about
that's
the money.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
there is the problem.
It is.
You give me, you give Inner Sight one shot of $172 billion, and within
right.
2 years, I will have these nursing homes out of business. Guaranteed.
That's for sure.
That's
a lot of money.
You.
That's a lot of money they're taking.
They'd
they
be
really
out of
are.
Business.
Yeah, they would.
They wouldn't be able to stay in business.
Well, yeah, because we'd be blasting them every 5 minutes, you know.
And they have
more
and they
than
have
that.
No
we'd be getting people out and having them in their own homes
yeah,
and doing telethons. And you see how fast the agencies would come around then. And all
and
the celebrities.
And they
yeah.
have no compassion and no heart for these people, for what
right.
it's doing to them emotionally and how badly
oh,
they're being neglected.
Oh, you care about my mom.
And yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All they could do is say, "Oh, well, we're overwhelmed and we don't have enough
yeah,
staff."
That's it.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all they'll ever say. But what were you going
to
say? I'm sorry.
We have another
we
call, and
answer.
We have Louie. So.
Okay.
I'm moving
thank
on,
you,
and I really
take
appreciate
care.
All of your input all the time, Anthony.
Thank you,
Anthony.
Okay.
My
take
pleasure.
Care, Anthony.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, we have a Skype caller, and we have Louie.
Oh, Louie tonight.
Yeah, but we have a Skype caller, too.
You're going to take the caller?
Yeah.
All
okay,
right,
hang
keep
on.
It keep it clean and,
yeah.
Turn down your radio, television, whatever it is. Thank you.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. I saw your show, and I just thought I had a really bad experience with a nursing home with my grandmother. I thought you might want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
So my grandmother was in a nursing home for 15 years.
Wow.
With dementia. She recently passed, but. It's sad. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
But when I was there to the nursing home, I would go in the back and I would see that the workers would let me pay $20 so I can skull fuck all the other patients, especially the Alzheimer's patients. I would skull fuck them. I would anal fuck the men. I would vagina
fuck
them.
Okay,
come
get
on.
Off there.
I got them off.
All right.
That's disgusting.
Stupidity.
No, you know, it's the worst thing is that he's not taking it seriously, very seriously. That's the problem. This is very serious. Do you know
stupid
you could be in a nurse? Yeah, but you know what? Does he realize that he, at one given time, can be
well,
in a nursing
home? Well, I know
how
to cure a guy like that.
What?
Put him in a nursing home.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. Let him stay
anyway,
there for 15 years.
In a sight.
You know?
And there's a lot of stupid people out there, and we don't need them on this show.
No.
Nope. All right. Is Louie still on the phone?
Yeah, he should
on
be. Yes, he is.
He called in last night.
Yeah, let me just let him in. He wants to talk. Hey, Lou.
All right.
Hey, guys, what happened? The other caller gave me you trouble.
No,
yeah.
Not you.
Stupid, not you.
He
yeah,
was
well,
bad.
Was he,
yeah.
Was, were you talking to the other guy on the phone? What happened?
Anthony or the other guy? He started cursing, so I cut him off. But
yeah.
We always have that when anybody starts, you know, being very, very nasty like that, and that is nasty, then it's just not right, and we just disconnect them. That's all.
Yeah. Was he in an adult home or something?
No. He wasn't in an
who
adult
knows?
Home.
He might
just
be.
Was,
we don't know.
He might
not
be.
Not the adult home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay no mind to him. Don't pay anybody
no, we
attention.
Didn't.
That's all.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I got
you.
Louie on my side. Do I need
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Hey, Frank
right.
Marino, ignore that guy.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Frank Marino,
no,
pay no mind. That's all.
We got rid of him.
Right.
That was it, Lou.
Yeah. It's not going to let that
yeah.
happen ever again.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I hit it.
Do you know... Do you know what a nursing home is?
A nursing home? Not me. A nursing home? What is a nursing home?
It's a place where you go when they want you to die, and usually you get old and they don't take very good care of you, and
yeah.
you get old and you die in there.
When there's ways that they can keep you home and not spend as much money, which is really crazy.
Yeah, but, I live in my family. I never live in a living. No, like they say, you talk to the other caller. I'm glad you hang up on that guy. Don't let them bother you.
No, we won't, Lou.
Right.
And you know what? Don't worry. I took care of him. I disconnected him.
Yeah.
So he would
You never disconnected me. I'm a nice guy. I do the
phone. Oh, you are.
Friday.
That's right.
Lou's
you
a
are.
Nice guy.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I
yeah.
love about
yeah.
you, Lou. You're a really nice guy. And you make me laugh on Friday nights.
Yeah, I'm a lovable guy, nice guy, too. I heard your voice on the phone. I have a lot of laughs. And the swab and the late Gilda Radner, Mosanna Dana, and then Jerry
yeah.
Lewis and all that stuff going on the Friday on the Frolics. I had
give
a lot of fun.
Give them the time and everything. Go ahead, before you go off.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I spoke to you last night on telephony. Make sure to turn in 2 days on Block Talk Radio on the Frolics Funnies
yeah.
from 8 to 9 o'clock. On a Block Talk Radio, an inner site, sponsored by Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero and Frank Marino.
Okay, we sponsor it too.
All right, Louis.
Hey,
all
watch
right,
out,
Louis, thank
Frank.
You.
Hey, Frank, watch out. I'm a girl flirter.
Uh-oh.
All right.
All right, you take care, Lou. We love you, okay?
Thanks, Lou.
You take care. Thanks, Lou.
Yeah, I love you, Suzanne. Come on.
I love you too. I
yeah,
love
tomorrow
you.
Night,
go ahead.
Tomorrow night's show, the government is losing money because we're not equal. Tomorrow night.
That's the truth.
All right.
Yeah,
you know, but I mean, there's a lot of ignorance out there, a lot of stupidity, you know.
He's just
and,
a young guy, and I don't know how old he is, but he really hasn't matured yet, so I'm not worried about
know.
Him. Yeah. Well, you can tell by his statement that he hasn't matured in his, you know, in the situation, so.
Yeah. You know, we want to thank all the good people who listen.
Yeah.
And who
yes.
call us and who realize that... people don't deserve to be in these horrible nursing homes.
No, they don't. Many of them worked real hard in their lives, and all their pension, every bit of their Social Security income, except $50, is at
yeah.
that nursing home and going to that nursing home. What do they need of the measly little money that they get from Social Security for that nursing home? They don't need it, but they want to siphon absolutely everything out of you.
Well, they're greedy.
Very greedy bastards. Excuse my French, but that's the truth. They're greedy bastards.
You know, they claim that they're getting paid, but how are they getting paid if the person is not getting the services that they need? And want.
Yeah, it's
and,
true.
And how many people have to turn over their money and are not happy with the services? And I want to mention one thing that came up a little while ago about the overworked people in the AIDS. You know, we
yeah.
offered, and this offer still stands. We offered to make a move to try to get the home health aides into
mm-hmm.
the nursing homes to be the person's regular aide that they normally would have at home. You know? And we wanted to go to the union. We wanted to get some people together. And the workers were afraid to do it. The government is not interested in doing it because they want the person to go in there to live the rest of their life and die and get whatever they can from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the independent living centers can't do it. They're not set up to do it. They would lose their funding if they tried to do something like that because they're not allowed to do it.
Well,
all right, 90 seconds.
Yeah.
You want to take it over?
Yeah, I'd like to say, you know, this is very important to, you know, your being independent. People should actually have, you know, with disabilities should get together and try to actually work on this together. By the way, we have a TV show that's this evening at 11, right, Frank, at the Spirit Channel?
1997 on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
On the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, yes. And basically, let me give you the InterSight number. That's 631-224-3090. You could call, God forbid, if you have anything that you need us to help you with. Okay. So basically, this has been a great show. I thank my co-host, who was supposed to be for this evening, to immediately become the host because I wasn't really feeling well.
Good show. Thank you. Goodbye, world.
Thank you.
InterSight. See you tomorrow night.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.